Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 27th, a day when we focus in on thankfulness. Thankfulness to God for who He is. Thankfulness to Him for all the many blessings He has provided. We're in John chapter 17 today, which is a prayer of Jesus for His disciples. Actually, He prays first for Himself, then for the disciples, and then for future believers, which includes us. I'm going to read today in the Message paraphrase. Jesus said these things, then raising His eyes in prayer, He said, "You put Him in charge of everything human, so He might give real and eternal life to all in His care." And this is real and eternal life, that they know You, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ whom You sent. And now, Father, glorify Me with Your very own splendor, the very splendor I had in Your presence before there was a world. I spelled out Your character in detail to the men and women You gave Me. They were Yours in the first place. Then You gave them to Me, and they have now done what You said. They know now, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that everything You gave Me is firsthand from You. For the message You gave Me, I gave them, and they took it and were convinced that I came from You. They believe that You sent Me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the God-rejecting world, but for those You gave Me, for they are Yours by right. Everything mine is Yours and Yours mine, and My life is on display in them, for I'm no longer going to be visible in the world. They'll continue in the world while I return to You. Holy Father, guard them as they pursue this life that You conferred as a gift through Me, so they can be one heart and mind, as we are one heart and mind. As long as I was with them, I guarded them. In the pursuit of the life You gave through Me, I even posted a lookout, and not one of them got away except for the rebel bent on destruction, the exception that proved the rule of Scripture. Now I'm returning to You. I'm saying these things in the world's hearing, so My people can experience My joy completed in them. I gave them Your word. The godless world hated them because of it, because they didn't join the world's ways. Just as it didn't join the world's ways, I'm not asking that You take them out of the world, but that You guard them from the evil one. They are no more defined by the world than I am defined by the world. Make them holy, consecrated with the truth. Your word is consecrating truth. In the same way that You gave Me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. I'm consecrating Myself for their sakes, so they'll be truth, consecrated in their mission. I'm praying not only for them, but also for those who will believe in Me because of them and their witness about Me. The goal is for all of them to become one heart and mind, just as You, Father, are in Me and I in You, so they may be one heart and mind with us. Then the world might believe that You, in fact, sent Me. The same glory You gave Me, I gave them, so they'll be as unified and together as we are, I and them, and You and Me. Then they'll be mature in this oneness and give the godless world evidence that You've sent Me and loved them in the same way You've loved Me. Father, I want those You gave Me to be with Me, right where I am, so they can see My glory, the splendor You gave Me, having loved Me long before there ever was a world. Righteous Father, the world has never known You, but I have known You, and these disciples know that You sent Me on this mission. I have made Your very being known to them, who You are and what You do, and continue to make it known, so that Your love for Me might be in them, exactly as I am in them. thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Here in this prayer, we're reminded to be thankful for those who have gone before us, especially the first disciples, who were living witnesses to Jesus' resurrection. And so Jesus is praying for them as they set out to share the good news of the gospel. And then Jesus prays for all of us who will hear the good news. And the focus is on unity for those who will believe so that the world might see the love of God. It is Thankful Tuesday, so I'm going to lead us through a little prayer where I give some short breaks so that you can pray with me about things you're thankful for. Will you pray with me? Father, we just want to pause and redirect our mind away from all the needs of the day into gratitude. Lord, we pause to thank you for your character. We thank you, Jesus, that you have overcome the world, that you came down, you gave your life for us. We thank you for a person today. We thank you for a place. We thank you for something that comes to mind. And we ask for your redirecting presence to help us, guide us, be near us, and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.